Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. Thank you. All aboard the Night Train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Almost missed my cue there. I was enjoying this too much. Welcome everyone to Night Train on Radio Sega. Happy Radio Sega Live 13th anniversary, everyone. Hope you're enjoying yourselves this weekend. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Hope you're having fun. Hope you're ready to relax with some two tunes. My name is Casey, but you can call me James or Trekkie or whatever. This is our final show of the week on Radio Sega, and we started this show with some pretty good tunes, if I do say so myself. Passing Breeze from Outrun, the Sega Piano Nocturne version of this, and Emptiness by Phonetic Hero. This is part of the... Do you remember this? This was almost 10 years ago. The Sonic Zone Remix Competition, 2014. It was great. I missed that competition. So this was a remix of Aquatic Ruin and Bingo Highway, two Sonic Zones mixed together. This was part of the Robotnik bracket. Phonetic Hero, yeah, really nice. Welcome to the show, everyone. How are you doing? Let me know on Discord, radiose.g/discord. I have no tea this week because I just had dinner, a very late dinner, and so I'm not in the mood for tea. But I can do this sound. This sounds just plain wrong. That's probably not a good impression of sipping tea. I apologize. Or maybe not. Join us on Discord because you'll see lovely people like Twini, like Rexy, like Celtic Yoshi, Copke, Hydro, João Pardal, boa noite, Jamie, Pocket Ellery, Copke, I've said Copke already, I think. If I'm missing someone, I apologize. Maybe Electric Boogaloo is lurking as well. Usually is, so shout out to Electric Boogaloo as well. Join us there, join us for some fun times. There was a question, let's just kick things off with this. There was a question that someone posted, let's see if I can find the question. Probably a little bit after the end of Sega Mix Drive on Discord, someone asked... Okay, so Copke asked, on a show off, which could be rated as the most popular Like a Dragon track, Get to the Top or Bakamitai? I don't think my answer here from my perspective of things is Bakamitai is way more popular than Get to the Top. I don't think Get to the Top is as popular as maybe we in the Radio Sega community think it is. It was popular at one point, but after Yakuza 0, Yakuza 0, let's face it, made the Yakuza or Like a Dragon series more mainstream, more recognized amongst players. And so after that, I think Bakamitai became the track that's popular, because you know, Get to the Top, especially the one that we like to play on Radio Sega, like I do the version that we usually play is from Dead Souls, so which is a game that I don't think many people played. It was the first Yakuza game that I played, but from I think most people is not that popular of a game. And so Bakamitai is definitely the number one Yakuza or Like a Dragon track. Maybe Friday Night is also a bit popular these days, I think, because of the whole It's Friday meme. I don't think at this point Get to the Top is not that popular, I think, but okay. Anyway, that was like a little bit of a question of the week thing, but not really, just my two cents on the matter. What are your favorite karaoke Yakuza or Like a Dragon tracks, by the way? Like, if you were to go to a karaoke bar in Kamurocho, the name just slipped my mind. If you went to Kamurocho and you went to a karaoke bar, which song would you pick as your first, as your go-to karaoke song from the Yakuza Like a Dragon series? Let me know. That's a nice question. I don't know which one I'd pick, to be honest. Like, I'll think about it as well. I'll give you my answer in a little bit. But are there any, like, chill karaoke Like a Dragon tracks? I'm trying to think about that. Maybe. Have I played... apart from Bakamitai, obviously, which we've played already on the show. I don't know. Maybe there's one. Maybe I can think of one. In the meantime, while we all think about our answers to this question, let's play more music, shall we? Let's play more chill music. This is Night Train for the uninitiated. This is the chill show on Radio Sega. It's the best way to end the week. Or if you're listening to the podcast, it's the best way to chill whatever time of day or the week it is. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you very much. Shout out to people like Skill Jim, Aquadan, who usually regularly listen to the podcast. Big shout out to those incredible people. But as I was saying, the best way to relax listening to this show is to listen to music. It's time for a themed block on the show. I don't do this often. I don't think I've ever done this, at least this way. But this brought me back to my Manic Monday show days. The first season, we had like one word every week, and I would build a playlist around that one word. Let's do that for a block of three songs. So the word is forest. Let's play three chill tracks with the word forest in the title, shall we? Let's start with some Yuzo Koshiro love from Etrian Odyssey 2 Untold the Fafnir Night, Labyrinth 2 Ever Scarlet Forest on Night Train.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Night Train with KC.
Thank you.
forest island. No use! From Daytona to Daytona USA to battle on the edge. I like the no use at the end. They could have just gone with unused, right? Or not used, but no use! I like that. Before that we had, so that was Forest Island. Before we had Forest, Guilin in Game 2 from Shenmue 2. And the first track was Ever Scarlet Forest from Etrian Odyssey 2 until the Fafnir Night. So this was our forest-themed block of music for the evening. This was fun. I don't know why I did this, to be honest. I think I randomly had two tracks that I picked for tonight's show with the forest in the title and thought, can I find a third one and make it a block of forest songs? Maybe. I think that's what happened. I can't remember, but probably. Makes sense. Makes sense. Would be like typical of me. I asked people which Like a Dragon karaoke song they'd sing if they went to Kamurocho in one of the karaoke bars. So, Hydro said Somebody's Night. Not really a karaoke track, but okay, it's a Like a Dragon track. Or that one that goes Japan. One that goes Japan? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Japan!
I have no clue. Yeah. I would probably go with, I'd try Bakamitai, just for the, the moody vibe of the song, like, glass of whiskey in one hand, mic on the other, and like, a really raspy voice, like, Bakamitai. Or maybe we could do the KK Slider version of that. That would be nice as well. Could work. I don't know. Maybe that would be a great song to try. Like a Butterfly is one that I like very much as well. So, oh, Judgment. Judgment is a nice one as well. Oh, there are so many good tracks. I couldn't pick just one. My question wasn't which one is the one that you'll sing, is which one would be the first one. So I'd probably start with something lighter maybe than Bakamitai. Leave Bakamitai as the closer. Fun fact, never went to a karaoke bar, never did karaoke ever. And I don't think I would ever do that, to be honest. Too ashamed to sing in public. Although, if surrounded only by friends, that's another story. Yeah. I've embarrassed myself on the radio, so. But at least on the radio, no one's watching, so maybe it's a little bit different. I digress. I apologize. Tweety shared something interesting. So, since today is the 13th anniversary of our live shows, Radio Sega live shows, he posted a fun fact. I have presented the most number of episodic Radio Sega Live series to date with 5, apparently. Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, the Game of the Month show, short-lived, the Sega Lounge, the Manic Monday show, and Night Train. Interesting. Never thought about that, but makes sense. Thank you for the fun fact. I appreciate that. I've hosted so many things on Radio Sega. Radio Sega Presents, Sega Mix. I actually loved the Radio Sega Presents series we used to do when a new... It's not that big of a deal now, because we've been adding like new stuff every week, but there was a time when we didn't have access to so many stuff, so much stuff, and every time a big game came out, we would make a big deal out of it, and would play the whole soundtrack on air. And I love the ones we did for Yakuza 5. I did one for Mai Mai, because I actually bought the Mai Mai soundtrack out of iTunes at one point. We'd never heard of Mai Mai, found out about it, knew it was like a washing machine thing, arcade thing, and found the soundtrack, bought it. We added it to Radio Sega, and I really loved doing that Radio Sega Live, Radio Sega Presents show. Yeah, it's uploaded to Radio Sega Media somewhere, so go find it if you want to know more about it. Obviously, now we have more than just those, I think, 4 volumes of the soundtrack that were available on iTunes. There is much more now. There's even 20 of them as well, so yeah, lots of stuff to listen to. Also, big shout out to Jean Perdal, who is not feeling really that well because of eye issues, so hope you feel better soon. Rest, get some rest, and hopefully tomorrow you'll wake up with your eye and vision restored, hopefully. Also, quick mention too, before I forget, because it's in theme with our show, Pocket Ellery, who, after I asked how people were doing, said, "Doing good, thanks. Have been trying to take more time to relax off my phone, tablet, PC, and consoles. Has been going well so far in making the times when I do use those things more enjoyable and engaging." That's really nice to hear. That's really nice advice as well for everyone. From time to time, I need to do this as well. I frankly haven't been feeling that well this week. I had a fever, had a bit of a cold in the middle of the week, and so I feel like because of that I wasn't really on social media, and lots of stuff flew over my head. But when I come back after a little bit of an absence, I feel like social media is more enjoyable, and you know, listening to stuff online, doing stuff online is more enjoyable. So taking a break every now and then is good advice if you don't want to feel overwhelmed, because social media can be a little bit overwhelming. Like online things can be a little bit overwhelming as well. Thank you for sharing. Jamie said, "Get to the top first, then 24-hour Cinderella. Hear me butcher Japanese." Yeah, that those are two good karaoke songs from Like a Dragon. So approved. Yes. Why do I have my sound effects open? Because of this. Japan! Indeed. Okay. So let's keep going with more music. Speaking of Japan, speaking of weird games, someone mentioned this, I think, was it during the Sega Lounge episode about the best of 2022? I think so. I think it was Kopke, actually, that mentioned Apple Tale, Arza in Daydream. If it wasn't Kopke, probably like Lewis from the Dreamcast Junkyard. Apple Tale is a Dreamcast game that I have. I think it was Lewis, because apparently there's an English localization file that's been done by fans, which I need to find somewhere, because I tried to play Apple Tale once, but it's like a little bit, it's a platformer, but it's a little bit text heavy. There's a story apparently, and I wanted to understand what was happening, so I think I just didn't feel like I should keep going. So if there's a localized version now, I really want to track that down and try this again. It's an interesting game in many aspects. I believe it was made by a team full of ladies, so it's like a female only team. The soundtrack is weird and lovely and exciting at the same time. And it has a lot of chill tracks as well, and not so chill. So let's play one of those chill tracks. Let's go with Rain Waltz from Apple Tale, Arza in Daydream. Enjoy. Choo choo, everyone. Choo choo. Thank you.
Night Train. Choo choo.
Lovely tune, lovely game. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom Travel Room. Truffle. Yeah. Truffle. Pigs love truffles. Yes. Anyway, welcome back to Night Train. Before that, we had Rain Waltz from Napletail Arzia in Daydream. Arzia, I don't know. Something like that. Composed by Yoko Kanno. As Kopke just mentioned on Discord. Yeah, and this was indeed, like I had said before, a team of all women working on this game. And it's really surreal, like fantasy dreamland kind of game. Like, can't really describe this. It's a little bit like Alice in Wonderland, like Arzia in Daydream. I think that's the same vibe they were going for. It kind of feels like that from the little that I've played, but I really need to track down the English patch for this, because I really wanted to play this for a long time, mostly because of Radio Sega. It's one of those games, many of classic or not really that classic games that I've experienced over the years, Sega games that I've experienced over the years, I did because I heard the soundtrack first on Radio Sega, or I myself played tracks on my shows from those games, and that made me curious about the games, which I think goes to show that Radio Sega is good public service, right? That's what we do. We make people play Sega games. Yeah. Okay, so this is the time when I should mention that next week we'll have our second passenger mix of the season, which means if you still have any tracks you'd like me to play, if you want to request any tracks for me to play next week, you can still do that by going to radiose.ga/nighttrain. As I said before, in looking at the actually just opened the poll here, and we have a few people that requested like 3-2 tracks. So if you haven't requested anything yet, and you have a specific track that you wished I could play next week, you still have time. I'll give you priority over the people who like requested 3 tracks. Instead of playing the 3 tracks, I'll play 1 from them, 1 from you, right? So do it. radiose.ga/nighttrain. Even if I don't know what's wrong with my mouth tonight, I don't know, even if you're listening to the podcast version, and I don't know, maybe it's like Friday, the Friday before our passenger mix, which will be on the 19th, Sunday the 19th. Let's say it's Friday the 17th. Okay, just go to radiose.ga/nighttrain and request, and I'll try to squeeze it in next week, which is a very special episode of Night Train, passenger mix number 2. So radiose.ga/nighttrain, do request your favorite chill track. Even if I've played this before on a different episode, I'll play it again, because I see a couple of repeats here, and I'll play them anyway because people requested them. And remember that the week after, so episode 11 on the 26th, we'll have our first stop of the season for Night Train. We'll take a quick break of a few weeks and come back later for more rides on the train. But there's still the rest of this show and 2 extra episodes of Night Train for you to enjoy. So don't fret, don't be sad. By the way, this week, actually Friday, saw the release of a surprise update for Streets of Rage 4. And you know what that means for me? That means that I thought I was out of Streets of Rage 4, finally. But they pulled me back in, and now I'm addicted again. They actually updated a few things and balanced some stuff, some moves, some characters as well. You can now customize survival mode, which makes it even crazier, so you should definitely check it out. And I'm mentioning this not just because I love Streets of Rage 4, but because we have a Streets of Rage 4 track in this next block of music. But first, let's go time travel, shall we? We shall, of course. Lady Wildfire featuring Level 99. This is Future Crystalline Luminosity from the Sonic CD Temporal Duality OC Remix album. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sega. Favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Love this one, Streets of Rage 4. Thank you, Shiva. Albeit a little bit short. Yeah. Plays after you beat Shiva. Makes sense, right? You beat Shiva in Chinatown, and then you ride the train, as you do. Before that we had Shenmue 3, Sunrise Hills, and we opened this block with Future Crystalline Luminosity from the Sonic CD Temporal Duality album by Lady Wildfire featuring Level 99. Welcome back to Night Train. It's almost time to say goodbye. Before that, though, let me tell you about what's happening on Radio Sega this week. Yeah, we have more music, don't worry. Let me just remind you of our schedule. Since we're celebrating 13 years of live shows, couldn't just say, oh, it's been nice, 13 years, there's nothing left. No, of course, you should tune into Radio Sega this week for more awesomeness. Most of it live. I mean, most of it. Let me just check the schedule. Probably most of it, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, Mondays are not live, obviously. We have guest nights. I don't think there's the Sega guys this week, so if I recall correctly, we had the Dreamcast Junkyard, the Tom episode this past week. So tomorrow, no Sega guys. That means the Shenmue Dojo show airs at 8 p.m. UK time. And then we jump straight into the Sega Lounge on Thursday. Can I tell you a secret? I'm really excited about this week's show. Yeah. Should I tell you who the guest is? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should keep it a secret. Okay, so if you're familiar with the 16-bit era, you've probably heard of Sensible Software. Of course, you have. And so this week's guest is none other than John Hare of Sensible Software. One of those interviews that I had like a direction I was going to, and he changed the script completely, but it turned out to be nothing of what I had planned originally, but very interesting and insightful in terms of what a legendary developer from back in the day thinks about the industry of today and how they view the whole making a game process and marketing a game process, publishing it. So it turned out to be really interesting, really insightful. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Really fun. And I wouldn't say it was a surprise, but I wasn't expecting to be the guy to be rude or anything, but he was really, really nice and open to talk about his experiences. We also talked about a little bit of a trivia regarding a specific football game that was released on the Mega Drive. You'll see. So just take a listen to the premiere of the show on Radio Sega Thursday at 8 p.m. UK time, or just, you know, afterwards you'll be able to download it or stream it from our website or everywhere you get your podcasts from. So that's Thursday, the Sega Lounge with John Hare. Still Thursday, 10 p.m., the Strictly Sonic show with CD-ROM 1019. Friday, or maybe Saturday, we never know, VG Beats Box. Friday or Saturday. And then the Hidden Palace, Saturday at 9 p.m. SNS, Saturday at 10 p.m. LMC Block, Sunday at 7 p.m. Sega Mixed Drive, Sunday at 8 p.m. Night Train returns Sunday at 11 p.m. And remember, Night Train will be the second passenger mix of the season, so do return for that and do request by going to radiose.ga/nighttrain. Jamie was saying Sensible Software and Cannon Fodder and Megalomania. Yeah. Sensible Soccer. Yeah. Yay, football, the sport we all love. Maybe. I do. Does everyone? I don't know. Some people like baseball or basketball or cricket, which I don't understand anything about or know anything about, but looks interesting to say the least. Yeah. What time zone is this in KC? As Hidden Palace is at 9 p.m. What did I say? Did I say something wrong? Hidden Palace is 9 p.m. Yes. I don't know. I was just looking at the schedule. Did I say 10 p.m.? 8 p.m.? I apologize. Just go to the website. Yes, just go to the website. Hidden Palace is at 9 p.m. Yes. If I said something wrong, which I sometimes do. I said 10 p.m. Okay, so it's SNS 10 p.m., Hidden Palace 10 p.m. I'm pretty sure I said 9, but okay. 10 p.m. is SNS, obviously, so Hidden Palace 9 p.m., 1 hour earlier. Okay, so let's keep going. Let's play more music. Let's play some Sonic Unleashed. Haven't played much Sonic Unleashed. Every night theme, like area theme, continent theme, perhaps. Night version, they're all nice and chill songs. So this one is probably one of those that I don't really hear much. Maybe because some people didn't play the PS3 or PS3, yes, or Xbox 360 versions of the game, because the Wii and PS2 versions of the game didn't have this area, so this zone, this level. So that's probably why some people don't really remember Empire City, but this is a great song, Empire City Night from Sonic Unleashed. Enjoy.
Enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega. Thank you.
from Phantasy Star Portable 1 and 2. This is former lover 2. Welcome back to Night Train. Before that, we had Empire City Night from Sonic Unleashed. Have you played the PS3 360 version or the Wii version? I first played the Wii version, which, considering the length of Eggman Land, is better than the other versions. But after that, I played, I think, the PS3 version was the one that I played after that. I also have the Xbox version, which I haven't completed yet, but I've bought it, I think, last year. It was on sale or something. Played a little bit. I think Sonic Unleashed, as time went by, became a little bit more highly regarded by people, which I can, in a way, understand. And I'm not that harsh on the game these days as I was before. I really was let down by Sonic Unleashed when I first played it. I really was disappointed, to be honest. But I really don't understand why so many people now think it's a brilliant 3D Sonic game. Still don't. It's not as bad as maybe I considered it back in the day, but it's really not that amazing either. Yeah. Anyway, 3D Sonic, right? Yeah. Yeah. I do love Sonic Adventure. But that's a different conversation for a different day. So it's time to just say goodbye. I think it's time to just chill again, right? Chill from the chill. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you have a great week this week. Whatever you're doing, school, work, just nothing, which is nice as well. Doing nothing is nice and tiring sometimes. Whatever your plans are for the week, hope you crush them. Remember to take care of yourself, take care of your mental health as well. Take breaks from social media, take breaks from, you know, dealing with people sometimes. Gets frustrating and tiresome, so do take some breaks every now and then to take care of yourself, and do this week. Why not? That's a nice suggestion for the week. However, do still, you know, download Night Train, download the Sega Lounge, download all of our podcast versions of the shows. If you don't listen to them live, do download, stream them, because, you know, we're great company here on Radio Sega. We've been great company in terms of live shows for 13 years now. So, you know we're nice. You know we're nice. Okay, it's been really fun to enjoy your company this week. I'll be back next week with another passenger mix. Remember, radiose.ga/nighttrain for requests, for last minute requests. Still open. I'll leave you with another Phantasy Star Online track, but this time Phantasy Star Online 2. Actually, the one before was Phantasy Star Portable. This is Phantasy Star Online 2. Eternal Encore Orgel version is our final track, which is nice because it's like a lullaby. So I'll give you a couple of seconds to tuck yourself into bed, right? I'll wait. I'm not playing the song yet. I'll wait. Take your headphones, your phone, whatever it is. Just get into bed right now. That's an order. Already in bed? No? Need like warm milk or something? No time for that. It's time for the lullaby. Okay. Thank you for listening to Night Train. I've been KC. I'll be back next week. This is Eternal Encore. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.